I recently saw a statement that said, in order to find success and happiness, we need to, quote, keep a space that is free of judgment, negativity, and draining energy. It's easy for us to lose ourselves in the opinions of others, end quote. That's so true. We can literally get swallowed up by the opinions of others if we aren't careful. And now, thanks to the wonders of digital media, those opinions are like the never-ending tide of the ocean, a tide that can occasionally turn into a tidal wave when the conditions are just right. So, how exactly does one go about creating and keeping a space that is free of judgment, negativity, and draining energy? I'll be honest, I wish I knew the answer to that question. In fact, I'll go so far as to say, good luck finding a space like that. I personally don't think such a place even exists in this life. Even if you became a recluse, living in complete solitude, your inner soul would still judge you. If you read a book, especially the Bible, the words themselves will judge you. If you only surround yourself with people who practically worship the ground you walk on, even they will eventually judge you if you do anything that is outside of their preconceived notions or expectations. The harsh reality is this. Judgment is an enduring fact of our existence. Now, don't get me wrong. I sincerely wish that this weren't true. When I read passages from the Bible like Luke 6:37, where Jesus says, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." I read that and I think, maybe, just maybe, there is an actual judgment-free zone possible after all. But then, I read passages like John 7:24, and Jesus also said, "Do not judge according to external appearance, but judge with proper judgment." And then the writer of Hebrews said in chapter 4, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the point of dividing soul from spirit and joints from marrow. It is able to judge the desires and thoughts of the heart, and no creature is hidden from God, but everything is naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must render an account." So, when I really think about it, I realize there's no such thing as a judgment-free zone. Judgment is literally all around us, and after this life is done, a final judgment awaits. My point is this. Maybe, instead of spinning our wheels trying to keep a space that is, quote, free of judgment, negativity, and draining energy, maybe we could try a different approach. What if, when the next wave of judgment rolls in, instead of trying to run from it, we learn to ride it? Think about surfers. They use the power of the wave to their advantage. They use it to both practice their skill. After all, every wave is just a chance to become a better surfer, right? And to experience the thrill of sliding gracefully along with that powerful and potentially destructive force. Of course, that's a skill that takes a tremendous amount of practice and determination. I'm no surfer, but I do admire the sport because of the effort that it takes to become good at it. One reason I like waves as an analogy for judgment is because, as far as I can tell, whether you're talking about surfing actual waves or waves of judgment, the skills required seem to be pretty much the same. Balance, agility, and endurance. Balance, because you can't let the highs and lows and unpredictability of judgment throw you off. You have to learn to stay even or level-headed despite what's happening in the wave. Agility, because you'll often be required, in response to the wave, to move nimbly with speed and ease in ways that are frankly uncomfortable for most non-surfers. Endurance, because you have to be willing to push through the pain and exhaustion if you want to keep riding the waves. Another reason I like waves as an analogy for judgment is because every wave is slightly different from the last. Though, if your mindset is wrong, every wave can feel like just another attempt to drown you. Don't let judgment drown you. Learn to use it. Use its merciless power to help you correct what immediately needs to be corrected, and just ignore the rest for now. Develop the attitude that the Apostle Paul had. In his first letter to the Christians in Corinth, he said, quote, "So for me, it is a minor matter that I am judged by you or even by any human court. In fact, I don't even judge myself. For I am not aware of anything against myself, but, in other words, to be clear, he says, I am not acquitted because of this. The one who judges me is the Lord. There is no judgment-free zone in this world. Don't waste your time and your mental energy looking for one. But also, keep in mind that most of the judgment coming your way can be seen for what it actually is, a minor matter. Learn from it. Develop your balance, develop your agility, and develop your endurance, and then learn to ride those waves. Use them to examine yourself according to God's word, not, I repeat, not someone else's opinion, whether that opinion is negative or positive. By doing this, you can learn to glide gracefully along with those judgment waves, large or small, and when the wave comes to a stop, you, my friend, will stick the landing.